One thing you can always rely on, not just 83% of the time, but 100% of the time, the Word of God. That never lets us down. That's always right. And here to share that with us this morning, as she has been all week long, Pastor Deanna Lamb, in with us from Broken Chains Church.
Good morning.
How are you?
Awesome segue.
Yay. Well, we're glad to have you back with us today, and we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart.
Thank you. Thank you. So speaking of this disappointing weather, let's just by faith declare that spring is on its way. So we're going to talk about roots and growth and trees and fruit, because I believe we're going to see some of those flowers start to pop up here pretty soon. You know, we're talking about spiritual maturity and spiritual growth this week. And I think a lot of people maybe think that their life is supposed to be about acting better and going to church and not falling into the sins they used to fall into. And that's all part of it. But that's just a byproduct of knowing Jesus. That stuff falls off because we realize that in Christ, sin has been defeated. And so I want to talk about a practical teaching that Jesus gave when he's describing what our lives should look like and what spiritual growth really looks like. If you recall, Jesus always taught in stories, in parables, and he told one story about a farmer sowing seed. And it's a really amazing lesson for us. And I think we can each find ourselves in this story. And if you find yourself in a part of the story that maybe isn't, you know, you're not growing any fruit or you're not rooted in him, it's okay. It's never too late. And so I just want to read his explanation in Mark 4. He's describing this parable about a farmer sowing seed on all different types of soil. Now, we are the soil. Our hearts are the soil. And so he explains it in Mark 4, verse 14. He says, the farmer plants the word, that word of God that you're talking about. Some people are like the seed that falls on the hardened soil of the road. No sooner do they hear the word than Satan snatches away what has been planted in them. And some are like the seed that lands in the gravel. When they first hear the word, they respond with great enthusiasm. But there is such shallow soil of character that when the emotions wear off and some difficulty arrives, there's nothing to show for it. And the seed cast in the weeds represents the ones who hear the kingdom news but are overwhelmed with worries about all the things they have to do and all the things they want to get. The stress strangles what they heard and nothing comes of it. But the seed planted in the good earth represents those who hear the word, embrace it, and produce a harvest beyond their wildest dreams. Folks, we are the soil, and God's word lands in our heart. Let me ask you this morning, what are you doing with what you know about Jesus? What are you doing with his word? What are you doing with those things that God is starting to show you? Now, as I've mentioned, going to church, we're supposed to do that to be an encouragement to one another. We're supposed to submit ourselves to teaching and authority. We're supposed to get into the Word of God and hide it in our hearts. But if it doesn't change anything, it's all for nothing. You know, the Bible talks about us being trees planted next to living streams of water, and our roots need to grow down. So I want to encourage you about what can cause your roots to grow down. Because simply reading the Bible to check it off your devotion list or your calendar or going to church to say, yes, I went to church today, that doesn't change a heart. And so I don't want us to be complacent and think that our Christian behaviors is spiritual growth. The Bible talks many times that you can tell that you're a spiritual baby just by the way you treat one another. Paul would talk to the churches and he's like, I think you guys are still on milk. And they're like, but you know, why are we still on milk? Because you're fighting with each other. And we look at all the dissensions and the divisions amongst people these days. If we don't love one another, we're not growing. And so I often give this example. It's been 10 years now. I published a book, and it's about my testimony, and it's for women who have struggled with starting families or have trouble with infertility. And it's our story and a victory through adoption. Now, someone could read my book and read my story, but that doesn't mean they know me. You can read God's word. It doesn't mean you know him. So I would encourage you to take time with the Lord today. Let your roots grow deep in him by talking to him. Find out what his word means for you and ask him to change you so you can grow into the person who demonstrates the love of Christ and not just talks about this Jesus, but actually represents him and looks just like him.
That's a good word for us, Deanna. Would you go and pray for our listeners?
Yep. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you that Jesus came and he was the word made flesh. And he was the word walking on this earth. Thank you, Lord, that you put your Holy Spirit in us, that we are supposed to be the word walking on this earth. Lord, as a good father, you correct us. and you shape us and you mold us. We give you permission today, Lord, to shape us and mold us and allow your word to go deep into our soil so we can grow roots and the fruit that we bear and the branches that we grow reach high, and that people will see the fruit on our tree and pick it and know about you and know your love and come to know you also through our own lives. And we ask that in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Pastor Deanna Lamb in with us from Broken Chains Church. And tell us about Broken Chains.
Well, we are down in Bowling Green, way south of here. Go down Route 25 and we're in the Woodland Mall. And so just come on in. We have church on Friday nights at 8 o'clock. I like to hang out. No rush to leave. Have some coffee. Enjoy company. And so we've just been enjoying that for about 15 years. And doesn't matter your background or your past or where you're at right now with life. You don't have to understand this Christian thing that you're hearing about on the radio. Just come on in. We'd love to meet you and spend some time with you and just talk about all the mighty ways that God has transformed our lives and know that he can transform yours too. So we invite you out on Fridays. If you want more information, just check us out on brokenchainschurch.org or our Facebook page, BCC Broken Chains Church.
Excellent. Hey, Deanna, thanks so much for being here with us this morning.